Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Glimpses into Other Worlds by Christy Shanahan will take you on a personal journey through other times and dimensions. It's mostly nonfiction, but also stretches the imagination to consider other possibilities and controversies. It's filled with spectacular images from NASA, from our universe, and other fantastic artwork. Christy lives in Northern Illinois. She has degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Johns Hopkins University, and Rosalind Franklin University of Medicine and Science, including two masters and a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology at the age of 64. She's a retired from teaching full-time now, but still an adjunct faculty at Rosalind Franklin University. She spent many years teaching biomedical and biological sciences and working as a medical laboratory scientist. She also has had an art and lifelong interest in psychic and otherworldly phenomena. And Christy Shanahan, author of Glimpses into Other Worlds, is our guest on This Week in America. Christy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What a background you have, and this is why I think this book is doing so well and people are fascinated by it, because you come at it from the viewpoint of someone who understands the psychic phenomenon and someone who has a great scientific background. It's going to be a fascinating conversation today, talking about glimpses into other worlds. First of all, let's start with the why. What was the inspiration in writing this book?
Well, I guess my background did have some influence on it. You know, I grew up pretty much religious. And by the age of 13, I read the Bible cover to cover. So, yes. So I was interested in religion and the scriptures. And also I had a step-grandmother that was psychic and communicated with the other side, so to speak. And you know, having her and my family made it, me question spirituality and things like that as well. And I knew her when I was like 5 or 6, so I didn't really have deep conversations with her, but all my relatives told me that they respected her gift and that they believed her, you know, talent.
Yes.
In spirituality. And then when I was growing up, I also became interested in science in school, and I wanted to pursue a science and medicine occupation, and I became a medical laboratory person, and I identified germs for many years and for patients to help them solve infections, things like that. So I had interest in all these areas, and they helped me to have some respect for the different areas, you know. And I know a lot of people think that they don't go together, but actually all those things are all looking for truth in one way or another. So I think that they can go together. So I try to respect each area and look at what they have to say.
Well, and you tied them together so well in the book. The book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. Christy Shanahan, our guest on the program. I'll give you a website here in a second. Didn't mean to interrupt, but you do such a nice job of bringing the two in. You can be a scientist and believe in science and still have questions about what actually is going on in the world around us, can't you?
Yes, that's how I feel too, just as you stated. The actual thing that got me started, though, in writing the book was we went to a vacation to Roswell, New Mexico. And while we were there, we talked to a lot of the local people and went on the tours, and they told us about the story and the witnesses and, you know, people that were related to witnesses that lived there. And there was a store there called Invasion Station, and their grandfather was a firefighter that went to the scene of the UFO crash. And, you know, listening to all their personal stories was very interesting to me. You know, that's hooked me into learning more about it. And I watched a lot of documentaries with testimony from Jesse Marcells and Jesse Marcells' family and Patrick Saunders' family and the Dwyer family, and what they all had to say about the incident. And it was interesting because the grandkids, even though they did not know each other, they still told a similar story because they heard that from their their grandfather or their father. And it seemed to ring true to me that they were all, experiencing the same thing, and that they pass that on to their kids.
It's interesting
So,
because these were credible people, weren't they? We just hear Roswell and we
yes.
think, okay, it's the UFOs and a bunch of crazy people living there. You talk to these people and they really were credible, some military people with very distinguished careers.
Yes, exactly. You have to look at who they were. That's exactly true. And there's a Roswell Army Air Force base there. And after World War II, the Enola Gay had flown its missions, and they came back to Roswell, the military people. That area was used in test sites for the nuclear bomb when they first developed it. So they had a lot of credible military people there. I mean, they don't hire, flunkies to run the Enola Gay
Oh, yes.
and drop bombs. So they were very credible military men, and they reported that they had recovered a crashed UFO saucer on July 8th, 1947, in the local paper. There was an article, and they claimed that they had it in their possession. Then later on, they kind of manipulated the story. The government came in, and they kind of manipulated the story and made it that it was a weather balloon, but it was, I believe, actually a spacecraft that they recovered.
Before you took this trip to Roswell, what were your thoughts on UFOs? Did you give them any credibility at all? And did this trip to Roswell change your mind?
Yes, it did change my mind. I was neutral. I was skeptical because I think as a scientist, you're kind of taught to be skeptical,
Yes.
to question everything so that you thoroughly investigate. And so I was kind of a little skeptical. But I think the thing that really hooked me in was listening to the people's testimony, because you could tell that they really felt that it was true, and that they all had a similar experience. And also, you had this strong influence of the government telling them, you can't say this, or you can't do that, you can't, you have to keep it quiet. Like Jesse Marcells, he was going to do a TV interview. He had picked up this material from the crash site that was metal, but it was a metal like unlike any other he had ever seen. And when you crumpled it, it went back to its original shape. So he wanted to show that in the interview, but the military replaced his metal with a weather balloon, so that when he got on the air, what he's showing, he went to show his stuff, and it was a weather balloon. So, they kind of manip government kind of manipulated the story.
One thing in reading the book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. It's received excellent reviews, credibility because of the science background that Christy has, and she views everything with a neutral eye, as you can tell as we're discussing this part of Roswell. Skeptical, she was there, saw for herself. Research, a big part not only of what you looked into in Roswell, but research in other facets. It's really who you are, isn't it? A research person, and you use that before you form a conclusion of any kind.
Yeah, I try to, and I try to, I have respect for religion, and for Native people, and for our ancestors, things like that. So I try to give them some credence and understand their point of view. So I try to explore all possibilities.
The name of the book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. The author is Christy Shanahan. Christy is Kristy Shanahan, Shanahan. Important because the website for Christy is authorchristyshanahan.com. Link on our website, you'll go directly to her website, get information, book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Basically, what is the book about? Glimpses into Other Worlds. Where are you going to take us? What questions are you going to bring up and maybe answer for us?
Basically, it's a collection of stories from different witnesses of otherworldly beings. These could be like gods from the sky, or gods from other realms, or leprechauns or fairies, or they could be in more recent events like the UFO encounters and like Roswell and like Rendlesham Forest, some of the other UFO sightings. So it's reports about those, and then also exploring where these otherworldly beings might come from. And that could be extraterrestrial or the universe or the cosmos. And that people have reported gods and angels and aliens coming from extraterrestrial sources. And it could be from ultra-terrestrial sources, and that would be other dimensions. And throughout history, some of the cultures, like the Irish culture, reported the other world, the Celtic other world, and the Norse people had the nine Norse realms, and they believed that gods and supernatural creatures came from other dimensions. In more recent times, there's like Skinwalker Ranch, where the Native Americans report creatures like skinwalkers coming from other dimensions. Some native tribes thought or believed that Bigfoot was from another dimension, and that he actually was the original or the first Native American, but he now lives in another dimension. And there have been reports of things appearing from other dimensions in recent times as well, in certain places, around certain portals for otherworldly life. And then finally, the third part is the spiritual life, like your living soul, your spirit, your consciousness. those are living things that, or living energy anyway,
Yes.
that come from maybe your inner world or your spiritual world. So I delved into that a little bit
It's
in the
interesting.
book. And then
We,
I had some supporting
well, you
evidence
do
and some
that, and
support.
that's the scientist in you. It's like, okay, I'm going to put this information here too, and then people can make up their own minds. And it's fascinating. We have questions now. In ancient times, they had questions as well. They had things they thought were supernatural, and they could not understand or explain them. So these are questions that they were asking thousands of years ago.
And I've learned to have great respect for the ancients and also the native peoples and their stories, because a lot of times they turn out to be correct.
Well, that's interesting. When you give it the light of day and you step back from our, I'm going to say skepticism, because many people are skeptical, you step back from that. You look at the facts and suddenly you're able to form maybe a different conclusion or no conclusion at all. It's there, and then you have to decide for yourself. The book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. Christy Shanahan, our guest on the program. I mentioned it's receiving excellent reviews. I love reading the reviews, and the people that are appreciate your background gives great credibility to the topic. What are people telling you about the book?
They tell me, a lot of people tell me they like the pictures.
Oh, yes,
Probably
yes.
finding all the pictures took more time than writing it, because I used public domain sources for the pictures, and I'm very thankful to all those sources, and I hope to be able to donate to them if I earn some money from the book,
Well, it
because
really
I
adds,
value it.
well, yes, and you're able to go to the library and to get these pictures and to be able to use them. And the book is beautifully written and beautifully illustrated as well. As you're going along, you can see graphically what Christy is talking about, what she is writing about. What do you have to say about the book? It's all finished now. People are reading it, enjoying it. What's your thoughts on the finished product and the case that you bring and the stories that you tell that unfold in the book?
Well, I think that there's a lot more that's this story deals with. I mean, there's a lot of reports that I didn't cover in my book, that a lot of UFO reports and a lot of people's individual reports and reports from the military. They started to open up a little bit in the military, trying to, for a little while anyway, be more transparent. And They opened up with some statistics about the number of sightings and things like that. And so there's a lot more information out there. My book is only a small part of that, so I wanted to first say that. Also, I want to say that I'm not a physicist, so my physics in the book is pretty simple. On my level, kind of a simple interpretation. I'm sure a physicist could add a lot to it, but I think we should start to learn about some of these things because quantum physics is going to be important in the future. And even if you're an investor in the stock market, there's quantum computing stocks right now that are getting kind of popular and taking off. So it's good to know about these things for space travel, for future travel, for our future. So it's good to learn a little bit about some of these things.
You will, as you read Christie's book, Glimpses into Other Worlds. What is there about the ancient people, I talked about them before, that they believed about heavens or gods in the heavens that we can learn from? Can we learn from what they went through, what their lives were like, what their questions were? Can we learn from them?
Yes, we have a lot of actually similar stories, except there seems to be a difference, and I really would like to know why, but I do not. Like in the olden days, really far back in time before Noah, it seemed as though the gods were among the people more. Like there were a lot more reports of angels coming down from heaven and walking with God, like they talk about in the Old Testament. They talk about Enoch walking with God, and he was taken up to heaven. And then also Elijah, same thing, taken up to heaven. And why does God not walking with us anymore? So those are just some questions that I noticed as I studied this.
Well, and many people will have those same questions as well, and you go into those, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. And I I do think there's a lot in their stories that comes through today. Like they have stories about other dimensions, and they always have portals and the entrances to other dimensions in our time, they speak about having portals as well. There's a group of doctors that Bill Felt and did a research paper on how they thought near-death experiences were actually traveling, people's souls traveling into another dimension at the time of death because they have a portal. You know how when with the near-death experiences, they say there's a tunnel of light. A lot of people report that. That it may be like that their soul is traveling into another dimension. And they also experience the portal, just like the portals and the ancients report about in their stories about other dimensions. So it's sort of interesting little details like that.
It is interesting, and the book is full of interesting questions and facts like that. The book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. Christie Shanahan, the author, that's Christie with a K, Kristy Shanahan, Shanahan. Her website, author, ChristieShanahan.com, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We talked about 1947 and Roswell. What are some of the main points that we can learn about UFOs, now UAPs, USOs, unidentified submersible objects? What can we learn about that time, from that time space, 1947 to now? What have we learned more about UFOs and USOs?
Oh, yes, there's some interesting things that you can pick up on when you look at statistics, like from the military, for example, their statistics. There's a lot more reports of UFOs near military installations. So it seems like almost like they're investigating the military. The
Yes,
UFOs are
yes.
investigating the military. And then plus there's also a lot more encounters that are related to nuclear weapons. So they're apparently interested in nuclear weapons as well. I mean, Roswell was near where the nuclear weapon was first developed, a Trinity site, test site by White Sands, New Mexico. So that's near nuclear facilities. And also the Enola Gay was a nuclear dropped nuclear bombs. And then Rendlesham Forest too, they had nuclear weapons there as well. And there have been other UFO sightings at bases, military bases that had nuclear weapons. And there was Maelstrom in the book where the UFOs turned off our nuclear weapons. They used their power to override the system and scared the military guys after
Oh,
death,
I can
turning
imagine.
it. Yeah, turning the military weapons off, the nuclear weapons off. And then in Russia, they did the opposite. They turned them on and started them going. And then they shut them down. But a lot relates to nuclear weapons. And you kind of wonder why. Why are they so interested in nuclear weapons? Does our working with nuclear weapons affect some other part of space or some other, alien race somehow? We don't really know, but it is sort of interesting.
Will we ever?
So
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish that thought.
there's a lot we can learn from the UFO sightings.
Well, and you talk about people being better prepared for encounters with aliens. Will we see a time when we do encounter aliens? We've been thinking about this for decades. Will we get to the point where there will be an encounter?
Well, that's an interesting question. And it's also interesting that why is our government kind of trying to suppress the nuclear, the alien reports? Why are they trying to suppress reports? Is it that they don't want to give away secrets that they might develop? Like they get the spacecraft, they can like reverse engineer it. And then we can make better weapons. So maybe is it that they want to do that? Or is it that the aliens actually don't want to us to know about them yet? There's a UFOlogist, Linda Moulton Howell, that is on Ancient Aliens, and she said she believes the aliens did not want us to. They said that we're not ready for to encounter alien life yet. What is it? What's going on? Why is it necessary to suppress the information?
So
So
many,
that's a question I have.
well, and so many questions, and you give us for some plausible explanations. The book is doing so well. People are really into this. We're interested in it. We want to believe it, but we've been led to believe to be skeptical, and now we've got information that we need to keep an open mind. Glimpses into Other Beings is, or Other Worlds is the name of the book. Who are some of the main scientists and space missions that inform us about the universe? Who do you look to get answers?
Well, of course, I just mentioned a few of them in my book, but Galileo and Newton, Isaac Newton and Einstein really got us off to a good start with classic physics. But more recently, Maxwell Planck helped develop quantum physics, and Michio Kaku was important for string theory and we look to them to help us to understand quantum mechanics, which can help us perhaps communicate much faster in the universe and travel faster in the universe. So
How about
hopefully,
space missions? Are we learning something from the space missions?
I think we are. I've got a lot of pictures in my book from them. So it helps us to understand what's out there and possibilities of other planets that we might someday live on, exoplanets. Just a lot of missions are going on now. We're learning more about the sun. We're learning more about Mars and Venus that we may need in the future. You
Christine,
never know when we may need to relocate.
well, it's nice to have that information there. It's amazing what we are learning now. Christy Shanahan, our guest on the program, the book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. Are there things in common between the ancient tales of other dimensions and beings and their characteristics, other dimensions, and what we're learning about today? Are there things in common from what they saw and from what we are seeing?
Yes, definitely. One of the big things in common is that, like the ancient Celtics believed that trees, for example, and sometimes wells and things like that were the portals to the Celtic other world, and that you could enter from just walking and going by or through those portals, you could enter into another dimension. An other world that you could tell suddenly became like magical and not ordinary, you know, and so they could tell by going through these portals. And scientists still think that today, that you enter dimensions through other portal, through portals. So, you know, it's there's that commonality there, and that other beings could be from other dimensions. Some people think that aliens are not from outer space, that actually they're from other dimensions. And certainly they may travel by other dimensions.
It's interesting as you're reading that, because we think of aliens and we think of outer space. What are your thoughts? Is it possible they are not from outer space?
Yes, it is possible that they're from other dimensions. I can't say for sure, but
well, yes.
It could be. Yes.
Will we ever get answers to these questions, do you think?
Yeah. Yes. I do believe we will get, we're learning really a lot.
Yes.
So, you know, I do believe we will have these answers, but it may take a while.
It's interesting with all of the technology and the research that's being done that we do seem to be getting closer, not by leaps and bounds, but maybe one step at a time, getting closer to answering some of these questions. I mentioned in the beginning the role of spirituality. What do you feel is the value of spirituality, and how is it attained? As a whole program, we could do just talking about that, but briefly, what's your thoughts on spirituality?
Well, I think that people have always wanted to be able to connect with the universe or the great spirit or, you know, the Holy Spirit or God. So people have always sought that connection, and spirituality helps to give us that connection. And you know, the theories about consciousness too, give us some ideas of how we might connect to the universal or great spirit. And also we can look at, you know, practices that have been used that are successful in connecting to the spiritual, like prayer and like hymns, singing hymns. You know, in the Bible, there's a lot of emphasis on sound and music and, you know, vibrations like that to connect with the spiritual. So there's different practices like meditation and yoga and, you know, other practices that you can use to develop your spirituality, serving other people, things like that. Can help you develop that connection, that spiritual connection.
We've got a few minutes left in the program. What has this book been like for you, doing all of the research, compiling all of this, asking these questions of yourself that you're now giving to us for us to ask? What has this been like for you? Has it filled in the blanks in your mind before you started writing this book?
Well, I learned really a lot about UFOs doing this, certainly. Yes, it's kind of touched on a lot of the questions I've had over my whole life. You know, are we alone in the universe? Why are aliens coming here? Why are they important? Why do we care about aliens? How do you connect with God? These are all questions that people all have probably during their life.
What art feedback are you getting from fellow scientists, people who know you that you've worked with over the years, reading glimpses into other worlds? What kind of feedback are you getting from the scientific community?
Well, I'm not getting a whole lot because I just book just came out in March, and actually it didn't get to the bookstores until April, and I haven't even seen yet how many copies I've sold. I won't get those statistics until July, so I haven't a lot of people haven't seen it yet, but I did send out some copies to some of my friends, and most of them just find it interesting to think about. Anyway,
Well, it is.
no,
It,
the
there are topics that we thought about. They don't really make sense to us. We've got enough information now that we can form a little more of our conscious thinking about what's going on, what is going on in the universe. It is so well done. The book is Glimpses into Other Worlds. The author is Kristi Shanahan. That's Kristy Shanahan, Shanahan. Her website is author Kristi Shanahan.com. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. Kristi, are you working on another book now? I mean, you took this topic and you broke it down. And I say scientist, and I don't want people to think, okay, the book's going to be written for a scientist. It's written for everybody. The book is very easy to read. You've got graphs, you've got charts, you've got lists, you've got beautiful pictures. Yeah, it really makes sense. It's a book that's easy to read. Are you working on anything else now?
Oh, I haven't started yet. I'm still taking a break after finishing
I
this.
don't blame
It's
you.
actually, yeah, as an author, it's kind of interesting a lot of the experiences you have after you sell your book with, people that want to help you market the book. So it's been keeping me a little bit busy. So I haven't written anything else yet.
Well, it had to
Still
be
thinking on that.
exhausting in putting all of this together and doing it in a way that it makes sense for the rest of us. And you mentioned marketing. The King Pages Press is the marketing consultant for Kristi, results oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Kristi, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Taking on some of the questions that we've all been asking. The book goes into great detail and gives us information so we can form better opinions on what we've been thinking about for decades now. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. The book, once again, is Glimpses into Other Worlds by Kristi Shanahan. Her website, her name, author, kristishanahan.com. A direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at all the usual places. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program. Right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.